I worked with Jill Baird, got to know her really well. And she's the education director over at the museum, and she said to me, as she watched me work, she goes, "Deborah, I have to do my my master's, and I'm wondering if you would consider working with me on it." And I said, "Yeah, sure." And she went, "Don't you want to think about it?" I said, "No." "You bet I want to work on it with you." And she said, "Why?" And I said, "Because I want you and I to create a balance about how we educate the public and the children. We're going to take your way, which is the academic way of you write all the papers you want, do all the studies you want, and I'm going to teach you my way, which is the conversations we're having, the oral traditions that have been valuable, passed on for hundreds and thousands of years. And we're going to balance that back and forth. And we're going to create a program called the Musqueam Museum School, which we did create over at the museum. And we used it for 10 years. We went in and we shared with children. So when we were done, and we had to go into the jury room with Jill, they usually don't allow anybody in with that certain individual. But they allowed me in. She asked if I could come, and they said yes. And so I went, and when we sat down, her professors asked her, "So, Deborah, we know what Jill is going to get from this conversation today, but I'm just curious on what you think you're going to, what's going to happen for you." And I said, "It's already happened." And she said, "What do you mean?" I said, "I'm in the room. I'm in the room because you're willing to listen to how this can all unfold. How can this work? How can we take a culture from an oral tradition and history and values incorporated into a way in which you have assimilated all these kids that sit in a room, one behind another, and if they do something a different way, you say it's wrong. Is it wrong? Or is it an experience?"